passionate discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, I'll Wait by Van Halen from 1984. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Once again, your song of the day from 1984, I'll Wait by Van Halen. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Just to clarify real quick, that's not Van Hagar.
No, that was Van Halen.
That's Van Halen. That's what I felt. That
Van Halen. It's not Van Hagar.
Can you just picture Valerie Bertinelli in the crowd?
Oh, I like to.
Yeah. Valerie Bertinelli, star of, was it One Day at a Time?
Yes.
Is that the show that she was on? Like,
oh, Jake, I don't help. Know.
But yeah, she was a star of a sitcom.
Was it One Day at a Time?
I'll figure that out. Valerie Bertinelli's name?
Bertinelli. God, sorry. Jake.
I don't know.
Bertinelli.
She was married to Eddie Van Halen.
That's the deal.
One Day at a Time is correct.
One Day at
From
a Time.
From 75 to 84.
She had a redheaded sister.
Yes, she did. They were fun, too.
They're pretty fun.
They were kind of funny, yeah.
Always had some drama.
Oh, wow. There's a misunderstanding in the sitcom. It's kind of like... Like Mr. Roper.
Van Halen. That is Van Halen.
So I like the picture of it. The drums are kind of cool.
That's about it.
I kind of like that. Other than that, doesn't really get me going too much. That was background music. That was like one of those, if you had the Van Halen cassette in, that was like a sidebar. You kind of listened through it to get to something else that was better. It's a 601. Just hanging in there, not doing anything for me, not walk up.
Surprised by that, Bill.
Yeah, but
surprised.
But Valerie Bertinelli, that would fire me up a little bit.
Valerie Bertinelli was a teen idol.
Yes,
when we were kids, and maybe she extended into her 20s and all of that. But
then she married Eddie, and then she stayed famous. Mm-hmm. And always kind of had herself together.
She did.
Yeah, always really did.
Bertinelli.
She did. she kind of reminds me of Kelly Clarkson before Kelly Clarkson's time. Come on.
Very similar with that, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson could have done One Day. The remake of One Day at a Time, it's Kelly Clarkson. Easy. It's not even close.
I know if you would support me with that.
Oh, I support with that, yeah.
So 601 for
me. Yeah, low for me. On the Van Halen scale, low.
I'm surprised. It's not a slow song.
Low. I can't even get to 6. I'll say 4.7.
Okay, I'm a little surprised.
Kind of a downer.
How's that song a downer?
It's just
upbeat. It's got the drums. It's Bill's yawner.
It's a yawner. Jake, Connor's going to be a...
Okay, Connor.
I saw him bobbing his head.
5'9".
6'8".
Connor, going forward, we just want one line. You don't have to write a paragraph.
A comment.
What?
4 or 5 words.
Yeah, we need something of why you went with that.
Connor and Vince back there?
Nick.
Nick.
That was Vince?
Vince comes in, though. We don't know of Vince, but if he does.
Where did Vince come from?
Connor, Nick.
Yes.
I never said Vince at all.
Nick.
Yeah, it'd be Nick back there.
Well, there's some people here. They're here for the game. They're here for the game.
Which game?
Yeah.
Nebraska ball. Let's go.
Nebraska ball. Look at Jake. You see Jake?
My juvenile shirt. Let's go. He saw it. All right, we got some response here from the...
What do you got, Jake?
Disappointing ratings from you two.
It's kind of a boring song.
Yeah, it was, Jake. It wasn't
boring
very good.
Song.
Especially for Nebraska ball. Jake, this is probably the biggest game ever in Nebraska.
Well, I was
going
to play a negative song for football, but chose to do something that didn't have any.
What was it going to be? What was the negative song?
You had one in mind?
What was it going to be? Something super negative.
No,
I want to get a negative song.
What did I have?
Yeah. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
No, I was going to do.
Something to do with Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just decided not to, though.
That's
okay,
fine.
Song of the Day ratings. Bill and Bennett, 7-5. Guilt Nerd, 9-1. Marcus, 8-4.
Hot.
Less 8-5. Good start to the new year. 8-5.
He's making these up.
Yeah. He's making them up.
All in order.
So, yeah, he's totally.
Mike and Dalton.
How fun would that be to be honest like that? Tony, 7-9.
Mike and Dalton, 8-8. Sean in Omaha, 9-3. Vernon Dakin, 6.9. Chubby Rhino, 6-8.
The Rhino.
White Sharpie, 5-2.
Yeah.
Ryan in California, 6-2. Husker Mike says, puts me in a better mood after that embarrassing game.
Okay.
8.
Yeah. Okay.
Craig,
getting
8.
Support.
Craig, 8. Casey and Stewart, 3.8. Does not move the needle. Back on your guys' page there.
Non-needle.
Bill gave it a 6-1. That wasn't a terrible score.
Yeah, I should have gave it lower than. I don't know why. I just knew Jake was in a bad spot from the game this weekend. But Nebraska ball can save it all. So he's fine. Jake's fine right now.
Leroy, 4-7. Who Clovis? 3.
Solid.
It's nice. 3's not solid from Bert. It's a bad score.
But it was an appropriate score.
Yes, appropriate
that's
score.
That's what he means by
solid. Also, Swim. We were doing idle chit chat, and Bird texted in, and Swim goes, "Who from Columbus?" I'm like,
"No, the save,
no, we
you
do that."
Stopped
during,
it. You
we, stopped I, it. I shook my head and I go, "No, Swim, we do that during Song of the Day. That's not during idle chit chat."
Oh
and
it was no! Just,
yeah,
oh no!
Oh yeah! It was just.
Did he get red in the face?
Oh
that
yeah,
point?
He did red in the face. He goes, I just had that look of like
the backup quarterback.
Like, yeah, the backup quarterback. All of a sudden, it's in the game, and
you're just in the huddle.
And the huddle head, it's like. Hold it. We don't run that play
wrong
from
play
this.
Called it.
We don't run that play from this formation, so we don't do that here. So, yeah.
Ron says 8-8. 1984 is better times.
It is better
That's
times.
True. That was 84.
That was 84.
Brad and Baldwin says Van Halen was the best of better times. 8-5. Pete and Chattanooga, 7. Corey in Lincoln does not give me a score.
Corey, is that Corey?
Yeah.
Is it?
Didn't give me a score at all.
Just said Corey in Lincoln.
He says.
He's listening, though.
Yeah.
He says what, the backwards hat. Okay, that's about Matt Rule.
Corey.
Interesting.
Corey is a great listener.
My nephew brought up a point on the backwards hat. Does that stem from the movie Over the Top?
I wouldn't know that.
Sylvester Stallone, he was an arm wrestler.
Okay.
And every time he arm wrestled, he would turn his hat backwards. My nephew, Bo Schindler, mathematics teacher of the year.
Yeah.
Asked that question, and I go, let me ask the Breakers that if that's maybe that's where it stemmed from, because it got serious when the hat went backwards in the movie. So I want to know if that's where it stemmed from. For
keep
the
reading, I'm gonna look something up. Yeah.
YouTube, Albert,
Over the Top,
Albert 6, Chad 10 plus on YouTube for that song. Troy,
Chad.
Troy 5-5, CL Porter 9-8, Paul says 9-9-5, Nashville Husker 8-9, Greg 8-7. And Martin 8-4. I'm gonna say the average score is like a 6.
Nah, it's pretty good
today.
Scores, Jake. Yeah,
6-4.
It's just me and Steve. You know why? We heard that song so much. Jake.
Yeah,
it was just a sidebar
just
song,
background song.
Yeah, for
background.
Us, we grew up with that as background music.
Someone says Over the Top, awesome movie, Sly Stallone.
That's right. Yeah, 100%. That's what it was. And he turned his hat backwards when he went to do the every time he arm wrestled. And so I didn't know if that's where this whole thing stemmed from.
Maybe it
that's
did.
What Bo Schindler was asking.
It's
me.
Possible. I don't
Shindaddy's
know.
Son, mathematics of the year.
I don't know if Rule has assessed why he's doing this. Maybe he has on his podcast, but I don't know.
Maybe on the podcast.
In person, I don't think he said it in the media. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Song of the Day, I'll Wait by Van Halen. It is time for the first edition of the new year of Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, the palace of tires just out the corner on Highway 77.
Prince Preston.
Go see Ron.
Ron.
Sip, it's the new year. What's on your mind today to age gracefully?
A couple things. Nothing big. I mean, I had a lot of time to think.
on the plane or just when you're having breakfast?
When you're on the road, you know, you get new perspective on things.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
There's a couple of things. I mean, more movies. I want to see more movies. I told you guys we went to Running Man, and that was good. It was. I thought it was really good. Now, I've heard some reviews that were bad. I don't understand those reviews. Then there's this movie that's coming out now. It's called Is This Thing On? It's Bradley Cooper. And it seems like it's like a dark. It's dark. I think it's a dark kind of comedy. He's a comedian. I saw the preview of it last night, and I was immediately struck by it. What do you call IMBD?
Yep.
It describes it as their marriage unravels, Alex faces middle age and divorce, seeking new purpose in the New York City comedy scene. He's a comedian, but he always talks about his failing job or his failing marriage, and it gets weird. It's pretty it's a very interesting preview. It struck me. So I want to see more movies. There is a movie too that's coming out. Interesting. It's about constipation.
Oh no.
Okay.
Hasn't come out yet.
I heard that joke last week. I did hear that one.
Yeah, we all knew it was coming, but I still laughed.
So the buildup was with the Bradley Cooper one to get to that one.
Yeah, the comedian, another the whole thing.
I don't have another. Well,
what else do you got, Steve?
I don't know if there'll be another joke or not. Maybe. there's another thing that struck me in Vegas. Do you think, now this is not a joke. Okay, so you go into these high, Bill, this is probably more for Bill because you're too young.
Okay.
You go into these high, not that you don't go into high-end restaurants, but you go into high-end restaurants and they have, I'm going to call them maitre d's. Mm-hmm. And they're usually older guys,
yeah.
And they
well dressed,
yeah, and they comport themselves really well, like they're very even, they're very obviously polite, and that's their whole gig. I mean, that's their whole job. We had a real good one at Michael's in Vegas. Michael's is at South Point, and he was a really good one. I was struck by him, and I think I kind of wouldn't mind doing that late in my life.
Oh, it'd be a great job. I would love it. What if we were at rival steakhouses? You and me.
What if we rival. Were at the same steakhouse?
Nope, rival ones. Rivals. And we still text each other. How's your crowd looking today? What's going on?
You're at Michael's. I'm at Golden Steer.
I'd want to be at the Steer.
You can be at the Steer.
I want to be at the Steer.
I'm fine with being at South Point. Michael's is in South Point. See, you're... Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that. But I would like that. Now, we can practice a little bit here at the mill.
We can make that happen.
Well, I mean, we can be
welcoming. Welcome people at the deal.
Yes, be more welcoming.
Oh, would you like a mocha?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll get you over to meet Luke. This is Luke.
Right.
I would like to. I'd love to be a maitre d'.
It's something we could start to work on. Also, by the way, where do deer go for coffee? Not the mill. Where do deer go for?
Where
coffee?
Would they go?
Starbucks. That was a long build-up, too.
That was a long build-up, too. That was all the build-up to the Starbucks?
He built the whole thing up. Forget the Starbucks.
That was the build-up to the Starbucks.
To get it?
Yeah, to get it
the
in.
Starbucks.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. We all get it.
You guys were... competing chefs before that.
We're not chefs. We weren't in the back preparing some sort of ravioli.
Did you listen at all?
Competing steakhouse is fine.
Yeah, we're not chefs.
Not chefs. Yeah. We're maitre d's.
Maitre d's. Whatever.
Oh, we're walking around and fine putting down.
That was the build up to the Starbucks joke.
You know what amazes me in the fine in the steakhouse world.
Interesting here.
Is that in the steakhouse world, when you're there and you've ordered your steak, uh-huh. but they bring you the steak knife like their life depends on it. When they show up, when the knife shows up and they come over, it's like they brought over some sort of like, oh my.
It's a secret weapon.
It's all of a sudden they're like
this
going.
This is what you need.
And you know, I think the maitre d' gives them the nod like, take him the knife. And the knife shows up, and they have it like in linen and wiped down, and they set it down at the top of your plate, and it's like, that's the knife.
The one thing you might want to do, if we do this, is adopt some sort of accent.
Think so?
Yeah. Yes. The guy that,
give me a sample there.
Well, this
where
guy,
I want to be like from another country or the East Coast or where would I want to
Yugoslavia.
Be? Okay.
Like okay. The guy,
give it a shot. Okay, give it a shot.
Give us some Yugoslavian maitre d' talk. Give me some of that.
You'll stick not. I can't.
That was not it. No. That was American.
That was American.
The guy that at Michael's that was the head maitre d'. I mean, that. So they these guys are wearing.
So they had, did you also see, was there any apprentice there?
Well, here's the thing. This is a very high end place. There was a Yugoslavian maitre d' that was obviously the dude. Mm-hmm. Like he was the main dude, and he would orchestrate everything and make sure you're all right. But then there were some other guys. Like one guy there was a guy working the counter at the door that was you could probably qualify as the second string maitre d'. And then there was even a third guy that would be about our age that was working it, and that's the kind of job I'd want. And that guy, the Yugoslav, was like in his 33rd year. He was in his 33rd year of that job.
At like, that same restaurant?
Yeah, Michael's. Like, God, that'd be awesome.
That is
competing chefs.
We're not competing chefs.
We're competing
maitre d's.
There's Deer, Starbucks, and
maitre d's. No, it's like a nine-hour job. You'd have to be on your screws, but you don't have to talk that much, right?
You never expect the maitre d' to be hilarious.
No.
Not one time do you go like going, God, man, this guy will bust you up.
No, you don't have to. He doesn't have to entertain.
No, not at all.
He's just got to be warm. You know, he's got to be warm and accommodating, but not. It would be a good job.
I bet they get good food.
Just stop it, Jake.
Hour two is next. It's a massive game for Nebraska Bowl. Next, early break in the ticket.